Many years ago, on Thanksgiving Day, my parents, my sister, and I were at my grandparents' house for dinner. I was probably 12 years old. And after we sat down at the table, my grandfather looked over at me and said, "Now you say the prayer." And I responded to his invitation simply, saying, "I really do not like to pray in front of other people." As I recall, my grandfather offered me 50 cents, and I said, "Let us pray." Now, I do not think that I was against praying as much as I was not comfortable having other people hear my prayer. There's something deeply private about prayer, at least about some prayers. And maybe that is why we so rarely hear the prayer of Jesus. We see him pray. The scriptures tell us that Jesus prays. He blesses and he gives thanks. Jesus goes off to be alone with the Father alone and he prays. But only a few times, as Matthew shares the life of Jesus with us, do we actually hear what Jesus says in his prayer to the Father. Only a few times do we get to hear the words that Jesus speaks to the Father. And what do we hear? What are the words of the prayer of Jesus to the Father that Matthew shares with us? "I give you praise, Father, for you have revealed me and you to the little ones." This is one of the only times that we hear what Jesus says to his Father. And Jesus praises his Father for sharing their life with you and me. Jesus praises the Father for you and for me. Have you ever thought about that? Jesus prays for you. Jesus praises the Father for you. Jesus praises the Father for the little ones. And the prayer of Jesus for you and for me overflows into three invitations and a promise to you and me. Jesus says, "Come to me, take my yoke, learn from me, you will find rest." Jesus gives us three invitations and one promise. Come to me, take my yoke, learn from me, you will find rest. But sometimes the journey to Jesus just seems so long. Sometimes the yoke of Jesus just seems so heavy. Sometimes learning from Jesus just seems like such a burden. Where and how will we find rest? And yet Jesus says, "Come to me, take my yoke, learn from me, you will find rest." Jesus gives us, Jesus gives you, and Jesus gives me three invitations and one promise. Come to me, take my yoke, learn from me, you will find rest. We will find our rest because we will learn from Jesus. We will learn from Jesus because we will take his yoke and share in his work. We will share in his work and take his yoke, for we have come to Jesus because he called us by name. For in the waters of our baptism, he called us each by name. Our ears were open to hear his word, and our mouths were open to proclaim his faith by the touch of his hand. We received his yoke and a share in his work with our baptismal garment. And we can rest in confidence, for the light of Christ burns within us, even brighter than our baptismal candle. And now Jesus joins us to his prayer. When through the voice of his priest and the voices of his priestly people, he will praise the Father and he will invite us to his table. And Jesus will come to us to nourish us and give us at least a few minutes of rest in him so that we can share in his prayer, in his work, and in his life here and forever. Amen.